Everything works except for the eyes.
Looking at the issues facing the blind and visually impaired.
Okay, so Chris, welcome. Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to talk to you about how you talk to people and what you think of people. Before we start, we probably should mention I've been blind since birth, and you've been fully blind now for about 8 years. Can you just give us a little bit of a description about how your attitude to meeting people for the first time now has changed to when you could see?
Well, obviously, when I could see, I could just see someone and see what they looked like, and then probably, I don't know, subconsciously, you make a judgment on them from their looks, maybe. But now, obviously, I can't see what people look like to begin with, and so you just kind of take them for, well, their face value, if I can use that phrase, kind of based on their personality and what they're like as a person. Often, like, when I meet people now, I'll kind of have an image in my head of what I think they look like, and sometimes people get then, like, once I've got to know them, they ask me to describe what I think they look like. I suppose people are just curious as to find out what you imagine them to be like. And so, yeah, often when I get asked to describe what I think people look like, I'm usually quite far out in my judgment. So I think someone might have brown hair, but it turns out that they're ginger or something like that. And it's just because recently at class, yeah, they about four people asked me to describe what they look like, and I got each of them like completely wrong in their appearance and like size.
So when you meet a person now, Chris, you mentioned that you have a picture of what they might be like in your mind, even if you don't actually put that picture into words. For me, I often go by voices, and I go by, like, if they are nice and if they speak to me in a sort of friendly way, I decide what I like that person. Do you use that or not now?
Yeah, it's, well, I suppose a voice is kind of just their personality, but it can also be misleading as to kind of how old they are as well, because I've met people who I thought are quite young, around about late 20s, early 30s, or that's what I thought they were, and it turns out they're in their late 50s, and I don't know, it's just strange to, because you've got it so wrong, and kind of your image of, or my image of what I think people are, and the person that they are is so far out.
So obviously, I don't know when you were younger, Chris, whether you had a girlfriend or not, you could obviously, you decided that you liked her, obviously for many reasons, but one of those reasons was her looks. Now you haven't got that, so I wonder how it'll be when you find that person who you want to marry, how you'll sort of... the special one, if you like. What kind of methods will you use to see what you think of them? Because you obviously won't be able to use the looking, will you, now? So what will you do to make yourself realise that you like this person?
Well, I suppose personality is a big thing, and someone who's friendly and kind, and I say it's more the fact that I would get along with someone better rather than looks, although my friends do often describe people and what they look like.
But that's interesting.
So they give me the lowdown on kind of marks out of 10 marks out of 10 of what people look like. And
so wait a second, we should point that out now. When people describe to you what somebody looks like, you've got that clearly in your mind, because you can still remember clearly. Is that right, from when you see what people
but,
are like?
That's true, but also people have their own opinions of what someone looks like, whether or not they're attractive. So someone might like something which others might not like. So they're kind of giving their opinion slightly on how attractive they think someone is as well. So you have to kind of filter that in as well.
You've mentioned the personality and what they'd be like and everything. Would it matter to you what kind of a person looked like if you went out with them now, or would you just go solely on personality and what they were like?
Well, go mainly on personality, but probably wouldn't want to go out with someone if they're really ugly. but
how would you know they're really ugly, though?
Well, I'd get my friends to describe them. But I find that often a lot of really pretty people are also really very friendly and very kind, so maybe the prettier you are, the nicer you are. Maybe that's a massive sweeping generalisation.
If you think you're pretty, give Chris a ring, all right, and he'll get his friend to describe what
you're
like.
Yes, please.
And he might call you back. I wouldn't hold your breath, though, because Chris is quite hard to please. Okay, Chris, thanks for talking to us.